Can a hockey goalie for your brain help stop Parkinson's? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kim Burchill, professor in the Department of Neurological Surgery at Oregon Health and Science University, discusses how deep brain stimulation can help treat this debilitating disease.
It's said that Parkinson's is a boutique disease because no two people's bodies are impacted in this exact same manner by a steep drop in dopamine levels in the brain. But the experience of coping with Parkinson's is universally challenging. Parkinson's isn't fatal, but it can cause a lifetime of debilitating symptoms from their ability to walk, type at a computer, talk with family members, and engage in their daily activities. The medications to treat the symptoms of this disease come with side effects so severe that it's impossible for some patients to take any therapeutic treatments. Moreover, for the majority of patients, as the disease progresses, the medication's effectiveness wears off. Until a cure arrives, there is a surgical option. Deep brain stimulation, which can reduce or in some cases completely eliminate symptoms. Electrodes are inserted into specific corners of the brain, and a pacemaker-type neurostimulator is implanted into the patient's collarbone. The device emits a high-frequency, low-voltage current into targeted brain regions. Like a champion ice hockey goalie, the stimulator blocks electrical signals from specific areas within the brain. We don't know exactly how it works, but we do know that most of the current evidence points to a change in neuronal output rather than a silencing of neurons. 5 years ago, surgeons in our hospital began performing the procedure while patients are asleep. Asleep DBS has now spread to a handful of medical centers across the country. This approach helps make the surgery both more comfortable for the patient and more precise. What we see are not only faster surgeries, but fewer overnight stays in the hospital, lower risk, and better outcomes. In some patients, the effects are so profound that you would never know that they have Parkinson's. As we work relentlessly to find a cure, our goal is to make this powerful tool even more effective.
That was Kim Burchill of Oregon Health and Science University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.